Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. They're free. Those other talk show hosts, most of them want to charge you for accessing their sites. We do it free, so go enjoy. And actually, you can create the content of the site as well by submitting something that you think's interesting to it. So you find something online you think other listeners of Free Talk Live might enjoy, submit it as show prep, and then at that point others can vote whether they like or dislike, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site. So there's hopefully always something fresh up there, at least on a daily basis, thanks to listeners like you for taking the time to come there and participate in that. So once again, it's all free over at freetalklive.com. Joining me here tonight, it is Ian.
Allie.
And we have a special guest. And by the way, we are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2012 edition, on this, the second to final night. There's still one more night remaining after this one. And, of course, Porkfest continues to just ramp up. As the week goes on, more people arrive. Of course, it's Friday evening as we're doing this program. And so inevitably, a lot of people have just gotten off of work, and they're probably still heading here, likely will be arriving and, you know, setting up camp in the dark. But we're here, and I've had the good fortune of being here all week. Allie, when did you arrive?
I arrived on Monday.
Okay, as did I.
Yep.
So now, were you here all week last week as well? Last year?
Well, no, I think I got here a little bit late last year, but This year, since I live in Keene, it's so easy to come down early, and it's very convenient when you're already in New Hampshire.
So how was the experience for, I guess, changing from just maybe a few days last year to going for the entire Porcupine Freedom Festival this time around?
Well, it's nice because I guess when it comes to social interaction, I do better with smaller groups usually. Mm-hmm. So when you first get here, it's more, it's easier to meet all the people around you. And then as the week goes on, it gets to be more people, but you recognize people you've never met before.
Yeah, for sure.
You met at first. And
so let's bring in our special guest. Stefan Molyneux is with us. We can talk, Allie, you and I, about Porkfest all throughout the night here. As of course, we're going to have inevitably a number of interesting folks joining us throughout the evening. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on the air here. But Stefan Molyneux, new host of Freedomain Radio at freedomainradio.com. I see. They're all here to see you.
So all right, throw them some kibbles. Throw them some kibbles. Good crowd. Good mob.
So tell me, you know, you keep coming back. I mean, these pork fests must be pretty great for you.
Oh, I love it. And you know what's great about this pork fest? The last two that we've come to have really felt like it's a pork fest car wash because the weather has been kind of wet and rainy and clammy. But this has been just a beautiful, perfect, flawless day. You can see the mountains stretching away off to the horizon.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Birds circling overhead. No sharks in the swimming pool. It really is a complete vacation experience.
It's lovely. I mean, you can't beat this view. I'm sure there's something out there that beats it, but this is the best view I've ever seen. It's absolutely incredible looking
actually,
out
seeing
across
seeing you in this tutu.
Ian hasn't mentioned what he's wearing.
This is the best view that I have ever seen, and not enough tequila shots will get it out of my brain, though I will try quite
a
lot.
I didn't see you at the Bigger Gayer dance party.
No, they felt that it was a Bigger Gayer dance party, but I was too big and gay to go.
I see.
They felt the accent just pushed me over the edge, and then they saw some of my dance moves, and they said, sorry, too gay. Can't help you. I said, but I went to boarding school. They said that's really part of the problem.
So tell me, you know, you're here again, and you just only, unfortunately, I think, got in last night. Is that right, or yesterday?
Yeah, well, I was in Texas for the Libertarian Party. Then I went to São Paulo, Brazil, to tell a bunch of politicians that taxation is theft. Always an enjoyable speech to give. And then we flew back for a day or two and then came down yesterday. Yeah, so we came in last night.
So noticing that there's, as usual, a lot of new faces here, just people that you've never had a chance to meet before. That happen for you?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely people who know the show, and it's great to chat with them. It's new people who wonder why I keep chasing them with business cards. I've only been tased a few times, which is actually quite good for me for a social gathering. And over the years, I've generally become more and more immune to pepper spray, you know, over the years. So I can really usually make it through to where I need to get to.
Tell me about Freedomain Radio. What is it?
Freedomain Radio is it's the biggest philosophy show in the history of the known universe. Because we go for modesty, really, as a mission plan.
And you don't even know about the unknown universes.
Well, I'm counting them, too, because...
you might as well.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's a demographic I'm comfortable with. So, it's been running since about 2005, 2006. It was 2007, I think, that I quit my... I used to be a software executive. I quit that gig full-time because... you know, stability and rationality and predictability, way, way overrated. And I basically have been doing the show full-time for the last 5 or 6 years and loving it, and I'm doing a whole bunch of speaking tours this summer.
Outstanding.
And the content's all free. Like, yours on the website, the books are all free, so I hope that people will check it out. I think it's a very powerful and enjoyable show.
Can you give some tips on how you've been successful in your show and promoting it? And do you have any ideas about if someone wanted to replicate, like, I would like to do something like you in the future, and what advice would you give to someone like me?
I think it's what Ian was talking about, and it's something that I learned about as an entrepreneur. Listen to the customer. You know, we are passionate and we want to change the world, but we also have to be, I think, pragmatic business people and say, what is it the customers want, right? So I do a call-in show every Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, for a couple of hours, listening to really what the listeners want. I check out the message boards and interact with listeners all the time. So it's like, you know, from the voting app what people are really interested in, and I can really tell from comments on YouTube, from emails, from listening. You just got to really wrap your mind around the listeners' needs and preferences and desires, and that's how you really drive change. Because changing the world and listening to people is, I think, fundamentally the same thing.
Well, I think it's important to listen to people, but at the same time, what I've found is that if you listen to enough people, you hear all kinds of different things. So, I mean, just within this Porcupine Freedom Festival, I've had one guy who's was a Free Talk Live amplifier pull his amp because he didn't like how I handled some male callers that had called the show, and, you know, I don't remember too much about the calls in which he was referencing. I mean, certainly I'm as guilty as anybody else at losing my cool or whatever, you know, maybe not handling something the way I would have otherwise handled it. But I think that Mark and I kind of check each other to some extent on that aspect. And so he was upset about that, and he pulled his amp because of it. But yet then, you know, the next day somebody tells me that they think that I'm very good with handling people on the phones. And, you know, it's like at some point when you listen enough, you eventually have to make a choice, right, about what people want, because you can't please them all.
Yeah, you look for the broad trends, and there's always people who will go one way or the other. And, you know, anytime you say anything controversial, there's 10 people who say you're the worst guy in the world, and there's 10 people who say you're the best guy in the world. And
right.
I like it when it comes down on, you know, heads is the best guy in the world, tails the best guy in the world. That's all you can go with, right?
Well, how do you remove yourself from criticism? How do you know if criticism is coming from a place of, this person really wants me to do well and they think this is real, or this person, it just has
some
conflict
about
me?
That's depressingly easy, right? So the criticism that is valid comes from a place of concern, of care, like, I really want to help you improve, here's what I think. Criticism that is valid comes with questions, like, what was your experience of this? Criticism that is invalid is, you're a jerk.
You suck.
You know, well, you suck, you know, that sort of stuff, right?
Stupid.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's I've unsubscribed because what you're saying doesn't make any sense. It's like, that's not an argument. My question is always, you know, does it come from a place of empathy and curiosity, and does it actually contain facts and evidence? If it doesn't, then somebody is just venting in your direction. It doesn't have anything to do with you fundamentally, so I mean, yeah, certainly the online world, you have to get kind of thick-skinned, and
for
I think
sure.
That's a healthy thing to do. But it really just comes down to, you know, the North Star of what we're trying to do is to make the world a better place. And, I mean, I'm sure you're the same way. Like, I will walk through brick walls to make the world a better place. And if people get mad at me, that's just too bad. If people think I'm a bad guy, that's too bad. I'm still going to go with reason and evidence and as many experts as I can get together on any topic that I'm working with to make the world a better place. That is my fundamental commitment. It has only strengthened since I became a parent. So if people think that, oh, somebody said something mean or bad, it doesn't even show up. It's like looking at the sun and saying, can you see any sunspots? No, it's pretty bright. So I think you've just got to focus on the big picture of what we're trying to achieve, and then the little stuff just rolls away.
Absolutely. Your thoughts are welcome. Perhaps you'd like to get a question in for Stefan Molyneux. Can you stick with us for another segment here?
I sure can. I would be very happy to.
Fantastic. He is the host of Free Domain Radio, and you can go to freedomainradio.com to download, oh my gosh, how many episodes? Like 1,500? 2,000?
No, it's actually at about 2,250.
20. Wow.
Yeah. 20. That's another way to succeed is just don't take a breath. Just
keep at it. Yeah.
Keep talking.
I agree completely, especially in the world of creating podcasts or doing audio or video or whatever. You know, continuing to put the product out there is one of the most important factors. Something there where your listeners can count on you. They know what to expect. They know when it's going to be there. They know when they can go and they can get what they're looking for. That's something that's important, being consistent for people. 855-450-FREE. Even if they hate what you do, at least they can consistently tune in. 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. More with Stefan Molyneux from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here live from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival, live from Rogers Campground near the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The view is splendid and the people are spectacular. You can come here and meet all kinds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Both maybe some of whom you've heard of before, like Stefan Molyneux, who is joining us here on the third microphone this evening, or a bunch of people that you probably never met or talked to before, but they're all very interesting. thing. They all have their own stories and, you know, what led them to the ideas of liberty, why they're here at the Rogers Campground for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And many of them are here for the very first time. It's always great to see that about half, I would say, half of the people that are here at this campground are brand new. They've never been to a Porcupine Freedom Festival before. And I'm spoiled. I've come every year for 5 years in a row, so I've kind of been here as the event has grown, and I think it'd be interesting to talk to somebody. Maybe someone in our audience later on can come up who it's their first time here at Porcfest, and what's that like? What is it like to just come into all of this and just splash into the Agora Alley with people just openly vending things without begging governmental permission first, whether we're talking about T-shirts or food or whatever, you know, vending permits or licenses, health code, etc. might be required for those things.
But it is interesting to see people work out deals and use different kinds of currency and to see how this kind of market works, even though it's, you know, it's just a campground. It's limited in certain ways. But, yeah, it's still interesting and fascinating to see how people work with what they have. And everyone seems to be doing just fine, even though it's a little rugged.
And a lot of people, by the way, are here with Cop Block gear on, the CopBlock.org hats and T-shirts and such. And wanted to suggest to anybody that wants to protect themselves while driving, is the most likely time you're going to encounter a police officer, in my opinion, is when you're behind the wheel. So if you've got a Freedom Cam, you can protect your vehicle and the people inside it. It's got two cameras that are at all times recording. There's one in the front, so you can see everything that you're driving toward, and then there's one that's recording in your cab. There's a microphone, so you get full audio of what's going on. There's even infrared lights on the thing, so when it's dark outside, your entire cab is bathed in infrared light, so therefore you can actually see what's going on inside the cab of the car. This thing is really sharp, and you can go to freedomcam.net to get one of your own. That's freedomcam.net. Stefan Molyneux here from freedommainradio.com. You can go there and get a whole bunch of Stefan.
Wanted to mention, too, get in on the Liberty Movement before it's no longer heroic to do so.
Exactly.
Right? So get in on the ground floor. You know, be into the band before they hit the mainstream. Be into liberty and freedom while it's still really heroic to do so. Like, so you're against racism now. Okay, that's right. Liga after the bandwagon. Right. Being against racism in the 50s, that was cool. That was seriously ahead of your time. So get into the liberty movement before everybody else does. And
it
loses
pioneer.
All of its cachet. You get the medals of freedom that really matter by being at the cutting edge of the liberty movement. Don't wait until your neighbor does it. Do it now while it's still cool.
You know, I don't do it for glory necessarily, but I do it because it's important. And I feel like something that's important, that's really critical to me in my life, and I have similar goals as you do, you know, I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and stand by as peaceful people are aggressed against. I'm going to do whatever I can to make a change in the world, and I want to do that in a peaceful way, in a positive way, and of course, and as Gandhi said, you know, you have to be the change that you wish to see. So I want to be that change means I want to do it now.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be in another 10 years. I want to get together with people that get it. That's why I'm here as part of the Free State Project, where we've already got over 1,000 people that are here in New Hampshire. There are over 12,000 that have pledged to make the move. And I'm so grateful for everybody who has come and who has yet to come here to New Hampshire. So thank you to you all for the consideration that you know, if you haven't made the move, that you're giving this, because it's so important. I think there's no better strategy that we've seen yet than gathering numbers together. It worked for the Mormons in Utah. It worked for the hippies in Vermont. You know, this is a strategy that is a success.
Well, and I studied history for many years. I have a master's in history from the U of T. And during my study of history, you'd all hear these, oh, it's big historical movements. There's the movement of capital or the class warfare or whatever you'd call it. There was supposed to be these big tidal movements of history. We were just like little corks floating on the ocean. But the more I studied history, the more I realized this is a basic, simple fact about history, and it's really important for people to understand this. History is made by the will of the individual. History is the will. The future is made not by any giant historical forces, not by any big movements of capital or any other resource. The only resource that shapes the future of mankind is the will of the individual, which is why everybody needs to plug in and get involved in promoting nonviolence, in promoting respect for property rights, in promoting free markets of ideas, of goods, of capital, of human movement. We need to start unshackling ourselves from this grim, rolling slave log of history called the state, And it is the will of the individual. It's the choice to talk about it or not talk about it, to put forth principles or not put forth principles, to speak up or to be silent. It's those individual choices everyone makes every day. That is the future, and everyone can get involved in that.
Very inspirational. Thank you for that, Stefan. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. If you want to applaud Stefan, don't hold back. I mean, by all means, please
don't hold back.
Don't let me stop you. So, you know, there's obviously a lot to do here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You're here with your family?
Yes. Okay. Oh, man, the stuff for kids here is unbelievable.
More so now.
Fantastic.
Than in the past.
Absolutely. They have the fireworks and steak knives competitions for the under threes.
Steak knives. Awesome.
They have toddler cannonballs. They have baby
like
trampolines.
Cannon with the gunpowder.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, nice. They have the crocodile pit race for the 6 to 7 year olds. Actually, I think there's only 1 6-year-old left now, but it's just fantastic. I really invite parents to come down if you have, say, one or two too many.
it's a great event, and there is a lot to do. But seriously, what is it that you've enjoyed the most so far at Porcfest?
Oh, well, I mean, meeting the people is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, you know, we work in isolation to a large degree. You know, it's a radio studios or you're podcasting or whatever. You work a lot in isolation, and you talk to people, but it's all digital, right? So way back in the day when I was an R&D manager, my God, there's a toy helicopter out the window.
It is filming us.
The drone.
Is there nothing at Porcfest that doesn't distract you from doing some kind of... Yesterday, it was a Stuka moth going straight into my ear in the middle of a speech. It was really quite astounding. But, so I used to run an R&D group, and we'd been, like, day after day programming and creating software, and then one day one of the guys looked up like a gopher and from his cubicle says, man, I think it's time to go out into the big blue room and meet the flesh people, because all we've lived was digitally for so long. And this is true. Come out to places like this to press the flesh, meet people in the flesh, get a sense of who they are, and go out in the big blue room and meet the flesh liberty people. I think that's really important.
Well, it becomes very real. I mean, this is a real movement. There's something actually happening here. It's not just a bunch of people, talking to one another on Facebook and pretending that that's going to make a real difference.
Yeah, no, it's people actually doing stuff, taking risks, speaking out, living off the grid, working outside the system. This is how the future is won. You know, it's baby steps. It's, the tortoise and the hare. You just got to plod straight, keep doing the right thing, and you can get a lot of inspiration. Don't you guys find that there's just a great, great energy here? Don't you feel like you're standing on top of a geyser about to go and give you some sort of freedom enema? Wait, that's not...
That's one of the good things about Porcfest is that it does motivate people. Like, a lot of projects start right after Porcfest.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Yeah, come get refueled.
Stefan Molyneux, great advice, and it's not too late to come out here because there's still an entire day and another night going on here. It's not over. If you're in the New England area, get up to Porcfest. You go to porcfest.com.
And I'm leading tomorrow night. I'm leading a sing-along of Bohemian Anarchy,
awesome.
New song.
We'll do it then. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can actually see the lady listeners of the show, or at least some of them, those who have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
We're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And of course, Allie, you are the host usually of Ladies in Keene.
That's right. We had our first live show. It was very different live.
That's right. You did that at a special time earlier this week on Tuesday. Still, it was pretty early on at Pork Fest, but you had some folks up here listening to you.
Yeah, I was surprised that the audience came and went, but yeah, towards the end, we had a pretty big audience, more than I expected.
That's awesome. So ladiesinkeene.com, that's K-E-E-N-E, ladiesinkeene.com is where you can go to get more of Allie and the other ladies in Keene, Cecilia and Kate, who I spent all night with toward the end of last night. We were, you know, just when you're at Pork Fest, one of the things you can do is just walk around and see who you run into. And I had happened to run into them. It was like 3 in the morning. We went back to Adamo's campsite. He started cooking out some sausages, and we just stayed there basically until the sun came up.
Right. Night owls do fine at Pork Fest.
Yeah, for sure.
Although, as long as they keep it down.
It can be kind of hard to sleep during the day, especially if it's really hot outside. So staying up late can be difficult, especially if you're camping. Because if you're up till sunrise, then you don't have very long between sunrise, and it gets really hot.
It does get very hot, yep.
So we've been fortunate today, though. The weather's been very nice. As was pointed out earlier by Stefan, throughout the entire week, I don't know if there's been a drop of rain. I really don't think there has.
I don't think so either. I kept thinking it was sprinkling, and it is humid, but
there was some
rain.
Overcast conditions earlier today. It looked like it might rain, but it didn't, and usually Porkfest does have some rainy days. So this is probably, like, not just the smoothest Porkfest ever, maybe the most popular Porkfest ever, but also the best weather. I mean, really,
it was obviously meant to be, yes.
Yes, it was awesome. We're here with all kinds of interesting people to talk to. We'll start things out here with you and your thoughts. Tom is with us in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Yeah, I want to point out it's perfectly legal to transport all the cash and gold and stuff you want into or out of the United States. Okay, that's still the law nowadays. But if it's over $10,000, then you have to fill out this form and report it. Okay, you know about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, well, I just taking a look at the form, and I noticed something about it. It's form FinCEN 105. It's got the seal of the Treasury, except it doesn't say U.S. Treasury. It says Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, mm-hmm. as if you're committing some kind of a crime to be transporting your own money. When you're
well,
not,
right, that's
you're
the idea
it.
Is that. The idea is that you may be a drug dealer or money launderer or something like that.
Department of the Treasury, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and then in boldface, report of international transportation of currency or monetary instruments. I think it's designed to be intimidating to people, to try to just intimidate them into not transporting all this money, just use the banks and use checks and that kind of thing.
I find parking tickets intimidating. Like, yeah, of course, the more money you're dealing with, they have to ratchet it up. Right?
No doubt. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And maybe our guest here, who's just now sitting in on the third microphone, can shed some light on the subject of, perhaps using alternative currencies to get away from state currencies and all the, reporting requirements and forms and such that tend to come along with all that. Roger is with us here from BitInstant.com, and you are one of a group of, I believe, some investors. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Roger, that has gotten behind this basically exchange where folks can go and put cash in a bank, a whole bunch of banks, and even other locations like 7-Eleven, Western Union, put cash in, and then within an hour or so have bitcoins. That's what you're up to, right?
Right. Actually, currently we have for over 700,000 locations around the world. Currently, we have the United States, Russia, and Brazil, where people can buy bitcoins with cash. Within a few more weeks, we'll have all of the Eurozone online. Not long after that, we'll have the United Kingdom, Canada, Mexico, and more countries are coming online quickly, where anybody will be able to walk into a location near them and buy bitcoins for cash.
Now, Bitcoin, go ahead and give the audience, who maybe are brand new listeners, some idea of what a Bitcoin is.
So anyone who's even remotely interested in liberty should be as excited as possible about bitcoins. Bitcoins are the world's first decentralized payment system. That means you have full 100% control over your own money. It's mathematically impossible for anyone to freeze your account. It's mathematically impossible for anyone to block you from sending your money from wherever you are to anyone anywhere else in the entire world. And if you're careful about how you use them, you can use them anonymously as well. And this is a total game changer for the entire world's monetary system.
So there's no bank runs or anything like that with Bitcoin?
Bitcoins are mathematically impossible to counterfeit or inflate. So if you have your bitcoins, you have 100% control over them.
Interesting. And I was asking you earlier, how much trading have you done in Bitcoin? And you said, I pretty much do everything in Bitcoin. Or since you've been here, you've traded tons of stuff in them.
Right.
That's impressive.
Just about everything here at Bitcoin. Just about every merchant over in Agora Valley is accepting Bitcoin. I would say 80%
plus. That's incredible. I mean, I don't think that was the case last year here at all. Now, you weren't able to make it out last year, Roger, so this is your first Pork Fest. But I've noticed that vendors this year have, a Bitcoin, some sort of signage on their table, that there's acceptance of Bitcoins, and I feel like that has really just skyrocketed since the last Pork Fest.
From what I heard reading on the internet last year, there were just a few vendors that were accepting Bitcoin. This year, in my experience, I would say over 80% of the vendors are accepting Bitcoin.
It's impressive.
So when you were saying that all these new places are going to be having all the capability so that people there can use Bitcoin, does it work where the more people using it, the more valuable it becomes?
Right, because there's a limited supply of Bitcoin for the entire world to use. As Bitcoin becomes more and more popular, the value of Bitcoins in terms of dollars is likely to increase.
So it is scarce.
Bitcoin is scarce. Bitcoin works very similar to digital gold. There's a limited amount, but it's much more convenient than physical gold because with Bitcoins, they're essentially infinitely divisible, mm-hmm. and you can send them anywhere in the world instantly over the internet with no fees, or essentially no fees.
Well, because it's instantly divisible, or because it's right there to where you can go down as far with as many zeros pretty much as you want to with a Bitcoin, effectively that does mean that it can just continue to rise in value and that ultimately people will just trade in fewer and fewer amounts of Bitcoin. Right.
About 2 years ago, Bitcoins were worth less than a penny each. Today they're trading at about $6.60 each.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more likely than not, 5 years from now, they'll be worth of a heck of a lot more than they are right now as they become more and more popular and more people are using them around the world.
So I hear a critique or a lot of times in conversations when people are, what is this Bitcoin thing about? And then someone explains it. Some people will say, well, it's not like precious metals because you can't use the Bitcoin to, you know, you can't make electronics out of it and everything. But it does have value in that, like, intrinsic, if you want to use that word, some people don't like that, but intrinsic value in that it's anonymous. So even people always act like it's only for buying drugs on the Silk Road, but people use it for anything you want to do anonymously. Like, some, you don't necessarily want people to know that you bought a used car or you know, stuff like that. It's a good way to keep your finances private, right?
It's not automatically anonymous, but if you use it properly, it can be anonymous. So
okay.
That's an important point for people to know. So don't just assume because you're using Bitcoins, everything you do is anonymous. That is definitely not the case. But if you're careful with how you use it, it can be used anonymously.
Okay.
855-450-FREE. Maybe you've had a question about Bitcoins. This guy, Roger, is one of the people that is really, I mean, you're seriously into this stuff. You are a sponsor of this program, and essentially you're sponsoring for Bitcoin. So you're not a member of some kind of Bitcoin, you know, board of directors. You don't have a stake necessarily in, you know, the success of Bitcoin itself because there is no Bitcoin entity. There's no Bitcoin corporation. You want to see Bitcoin succeed because, as I understand it, you believe this is a revolutionary tool or an evolutionary tool, perhaps, for activism and the world monetary scene. Can you tell us more about your vision for what Bitcoin is here in a moment?
Absolutely.
All right, let's bring Roger back from BitInstant.com. That's BitInstant.com is where you can go to get your Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Once again, BitInstant.com. There's more coming up here at 855-453, live from Fort Fest 2012.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,570.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.27, $805.14 for a half ounce, or $402.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.27, $805.14, and $402.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And by the way, those features, some of them include the news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Hear from Porkfest 2012 at Rogers Campground, beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, right across from the White Mountains. It's an incredible time with great people and all kinds of new faces, people that I've never had a chance to meet before, and I'm grateful to have been able to, like Roger from BitInstant.com. He is one of the sponsors behind this program, and BitInstant.com is a way folks can get their hands on bitcoins within a relatively short period of time by depositing cash at any major bank and some other locations. What was it, 700,000 around the world, Roger Ver?
We're 700,000 around the world currently, and more coming every couple of weeks as we add new countries.
You know, you guys were talking during the break about some exciting developments that are coming soon with Bitcoin, but I wanted to hear more from you about, you know, what is this? What does Bitcoin really mean to not just the freedom movement, but to the monetary world as a whole?
Yeah, with Bitcoin, individuals don't need a bank. You don't need anybody but your own self. You have a 100% control over your own money. You can send or receive money with anyone, anywhere in the world, instantly, just like that. A neat thing that happened recently, I was in mainland China meeting with an Android tablet manufacturer to talk about finalizing the hardware specs for a Bitcoin point of sale terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of this factory in China said, well, what are you going to be using our tablets for? And we said, we're going to be using them for Bitcoin-related things. And he said, Bitcoin, what is that? And what we thought initially was going to be a half-hour-long meeting talking about hardware specifications turned into a five-and-a-half-hour-long meeting explaining bitcoins.
Mm.
And the CEO of this company, he got it, and he understood just how much Bitcoin is going to change the whole world. And one of his comments was that Bitcoin, this is like Pandora's box. And he's right.
It's a very good kind of Pandora's box.
It's a wonderful Pandora's box, and it's about to change the entire world. And this factory owner in China now wants to pre-install the Bitcoin software onto every single Android tablet he manufactures, which is around 150,000 tablets a month,
not bad.
About 2 million tablets a year. And he's going to market these tablets as having the Bitcoin software that will allow anyone to send and receive money with anyone else in the entire world. And people, especially inside of mainland China, will absolutely love that because currently it's hard to do that from inside China.
Absolutely. I mean, the more oppressive a government is toward its people, the more valuable Bitcoin can become to set them free from whatever their financial situation is.
So, and I know that Bitcoin is set up so that governments can't come in and tinker with it, but has the United States government or any other governments, have they reacted to this? Are they worried about it? Do they, you know, I don't really see a lot of press releases of them trying to make them illegal, but maybe I just haven't seen it.
A few weeks ago, a report from the FBI was leaked to the media, and the general impression that I got from reading the FBI report was that the FBI is mildly worried about some of the things that people can do with Bitcoin, but they didn't seem to have any intent whatsoever actually shutting down Bitcoin itself.
Nor could they. I mean, what would they do even if they had that intent?
And I think that's part of the reason why they didn't seem to have that intent, because the only way the government could ever stop Bitcoin would be to shut down the entire internet in the entire world. And I don't see that as a realistic possibility at this
time. I don't either. I suppose that is a slight risk someone takes when buying Bitcoin, but the internet seems to be like it's going to be with us for the long haul. And as you said, as long as the internet's around, Bitcoin is there. As long as people are connected to the Bitcoin network, it's out there, and there's no way for them to, even if they take out bitinstant.com, and that was one of my next questions, even if they take out your website, that doesn't do anything to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is completely distributed and it's untouchable. But what about bitinstant.com? I mean, that is probably being hosted somewhere. I don't know what country or in which country you've chosen to host that site. Is it possible for government to come after BitInstant and take you guys out?
It's possible, but we're very, very careful about following all the rules. We've registered with FinCEN. We're following all the government requirements to make sure we do everything exactly right so we don't have any trouble. And that's our goal, and we're integrating with the current existing financial system, and we kind of play the middleman, that where we bridge the Bitcoin world with the existing financial world, and that's a good place for us to be in. We're launching all sorts of exciting services. Soon you'll be able to pay every single bill you can imagine inside the United States with Bitcoin. You'll be able to pay your mortgage, your car insurance, your water bill, your electricity bill. Absolutely anything and everything will be able to be paid with Bitcoins, thanks to BitInstant.com, coming in the very, very near future.
That's just amazing to me, being able to, you know, pay my bills with something besides FRNs.
That's exciting, because it's one of the biggest objections, I think, that somebody who's thoughtful about alternative currencies is going to have. You know, I like silver and I like Bitcoin, but you know, the landlord doesn't like it, or the local vendor that I'm buying parts from for, you know, my business doesn't like it, or they don't get it yet, and so it's not valuable to them, so they won't take it. And certainly the power company, you know, this government-approved monopoly, they're not going to take Bitcoin. But you've come up with a way, some sort of automated system, digital system, to get rid of that objection and to just simply handle these transactions in some, I don't know, you know, the programming genius behind it, but as long as it works for people, that's going to be a real, I think, attraction for Bitcoin.
Yeah, there's just so many exciting projects that people are working on with Bitcoin.
Well, they don't have to ask anyone's permission. It's completely open source. So all these projects, some come, some go, but the ones that are out there that are, you know, the most useful, the market will decide, and it's really an open market in software for the Bitcoin, because there's no central, like, licensing authority. You know, it's not like Disney is saying, oh, well, we're going to charge you all this money to use our brand name. No, there's no brand name for Bitcoin. You just go out and start developing for it.
Right, and it's really interesting. If you look back a year ago, there weren't very many places where you can use Bitcoins or many stores that would accept Bitcoins. If you look today, there are thousands and thousands and more coming on every day, and it's really exciting to see the growth of Bitcoin in all countries around the world.
And I see a lot of my friends in Keene who have their own little projects going on their web pages. They have We Accept Bitcoin Donations tab on there, so I know it's must be pretty easy to go ahead and put that on your website. If it's a good way to accept donations, because that's, you know, having bitcoins in your purse and you want to throw one of your favorite radio shows, if it's Ladies in Keene or something, some bitcoins, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
One other really amazing Bitcoin technology that I would like to mention to those out there that haven't heard of it before is a website called Feed the Birds. And that's FEEDZEBIRDS.com. And if you have a Twitter account, you can send bitcoins to this account and pay other people to retweet your message. And for the equivalent of about $5 worth of bitcoins, you can have your message retweeted to around 300,000 people. Mm. And I don't know of any other advertising platform that'll get your message to 300,000 people's Twitter inbox
for
about $5. And the way it works is that $5 worth of Bitcoin is distributed to all the people that retweet your message. Mm. So not only is it a good way to spread your message, it's also a good way to get Bitcoin in the hands of more new Bitcoin users.
It's exciting stuff. And how new is the Bitcoin? When did it originally launch?
It's around 3 years ago now. Originally, Bitcoin weren't worth anything. They were absolutely free, and people just kind of played with them. And then the first real-world transaction for something physical for Bitcoins is somebody bought two pizzas for 10,000 bitcoins. And at the time, 10,000 bitcoins were worth two pizzas. But today, those 10,000 bitcoins would be worth about $65,000.
Incredible.
And that's just in the course of 2 years. And I think 2 years from now, those 10,000 bitcoins will be worth a heck of a lot more than $65,000.
Wow. So it's kind of tempting to hoard them.
It's tempting to hoard them, but they're so incredibly useful to use as a currency online that I do my best to pay for everything I can with them online, including my other day job is selling electronic components that are manufactured in China. I'm paying a number of factories in China with bitcoins every single week now, and it's really exciting to see these merchants in China accepting bitcoins as payment.
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, you get the payment instantly. It's not like you have to go through any gatekeepers or checking accounts, credit card processors, or any of that stuff. It's just literally put in the address to which you want to send the bitcoins, and then you hit send or go or whatever, and within minutes, it's done.
Another interesting thing I think we'll see happening in China in the near future is currently in China, it's very difficult to send your money outside of China. So there's lots and lots of rich Chinese factory owners in China that would love to go and be able to gamble with their money in Macau, for example. Mm. And Macau, for those of you who don't know, that's Las Vegas of the Orient and has over 10 times the gambling revenue compared to Las Vegas.
Wow.
And these people aren't allowed to wire transfer money to them. You're not allowed to physically carry more than $6,000 of cash.
Mm-hmm.
But I think pretty soon they'll be able to buy bitcoins in China, take the flight over to Macau, and then cash out their bitcoins at the Macau casinos, gamble to their heart's content.
All using BitInstant.com, presumably?
No, we won't be involved in that directly. But
I wonder about online poker, too. It sounds like there could be opportunities for the online poker market, which has been shut down by the United States government.
It's starting up again thanks to Bitcoin.
Oh, love it. Roger, thanks for spending your time here with us, BitInstant.com. Go there and get your bitcoins, and also don't forget, weusecoins.org to learn more about the Bitcoin. That's weusecoins.org. There's more coming up here live from Porkfest 2012. Hour 2's next.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com, ccrane.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.